Hey, you got Dangerous Dave here. Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Malloy, where we take a look at Clown of the Week. And yeah, look, every week's a big week, but in particular, last week with what was going on in the United States and back home here with all the COVID and quarantine drama, there are lots of people that need to be clowned, and we do it on a Friday. It's called Clown of the Week. Enjoy.
There are many contenders.
I've done all of Brighton.
A freaking weird accident.
Our daughter, the same size as a hatchling tortoise.
But surely it's the last week for this guy.
Have a good life. We will see you soon.
Who will be? Shut up! Clown of the Week.
The first clowning of the year is about to commence. Before we get there, Jay, there's been a few suggestions for Dave's changing from dangerous. What did you say?
Dirty,
as in Dirty John. Dirty Dave.
Dirty Dave.
Dirty Dave.
Tight ass, I like.
That's not what I am, by the way. No one wants to be known as a tight ass.
Fish and chip shop at Queenscliff.
Well, begs $57, come on.
Diligent Dave.
Diligent. Yeah. I like Dugong. Dugong Dave has a ring to it. Dave Exotic. Joe Exotic.
Not bad.
We've got Dave Exotic.
Yeah, okay.
It could work. Keep him coming in. You might win something down the line. Clown of the Week. Can we start with our own Prime Minister, Scott Morrison, for his tone-deaf comments in relation to Australia Day and how offensive it is to our first Australians, and he's tried to equate it with how they may have been feeling on the boats when they arrived.
You know, on Australia Day, it's all about acknowledging how far we've come. When those 12 ships turned up in Sydney all those years ago, it wasn't a particularly flash day for the people on those vessels either.
chuckle. That's highly offensive, I'm afraid. And it's about how far we've come, which is kind of not far if you can't find it in your heart to acknowledge how that particular day may be offensive to first Australians. Now, people, let's just, Australians are good people, and understand that you cannot share in this day, and this day cannot be for all Australians if it's celebrated on that day. It's just the end of the argument. It can't be done.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you want a day where everyone can come to the table, everyone can come to the party, we can give each other a hug, look each other in the eye and say, we're all in this together.
Yeah.
That date is never going
to
do it.
Well, the thing is with Australia Day as well, the day to be celebrated on the official calendar hasn't been around that long.
So 1996. So anyone who argues this is a tradition that goes back to the Federation of Australia, it's bullshit.
Mm.
It's 1996.
Mm.
I think I speak for all Australians when I say all I want's my public holiday.
Well, that's kind of
I'll take it on any day. I'd rather it attached to a weekend too. Let's change it to something else significant.
Yeah.
The day Booney broke the record.
Yeah.
The day Booney broke the record. The day Crocs were invented. Farlap's birthday. I don't know.
I think if you have it around this time of the year, though, if you have it in summer, which we simulate with Australia Day, if you have it like the end of January, but you're right, though, I think it should be a day for all Australians.
And don't get me wrong, I want to celebrate everything that's great about this country, but you can't do it on that date. And it's just, please, look into your heart and have a think about it and just come on. We're all in it together.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Okay, all right. And by the way, can I clown Morrison again? Again, because I've heard a rumour that they're going to celebrate Margaret Court with Australia Day honours on Australia Day. Have a listen. He was asked this question at a press conference.
Margaret Court, former tennis player, has been recognised in the Australia Day honours. It's apparently been leaked earlier than Tuesday. What do you think of her being recognised?
Well, I can't comment on an award that is done through an independent process that hasn't been announced, or I have no official knowledge of those things. This is a completely independent, separate process, and those announcements will be made on the appropriate day. It's a system that recognises Australians from right across the full spectrum of achievement in this country, so I can't really offer a comment on something that it's speculative.
That will be a step backwards.
Yeah.
That'll be, we've already said as Australians we don't care for her views on many subjects.
Mm-hmm.
To take that data to nominate such a polarising figure and someone who's got some very hateful views that are offensive to many people, and we're all supposed to stand up and clap, I don't get it. Anyway, let's have some fun, Dave.
Yeah, what have we got? What, who else are we going to clown?
Well, I'm going to clown the... we've played this a couple of times this week, but it makes me laugh.
Yep.
He's the sports commentator.
Yeah,
who
college, basketball.
College basketball. Yeah. Adam Rosenberg's brought this in, who wants to introduce the topic of his mate's dog.
Being postponed and first half analysis. Now, I kind of want to know a little bit more about Tom Hart's dog, Larry, actually.
Well, we had to put him down a few weeks ago, Peter. Thanks for asking.
That's still funny. Poor Larry the dog. What an awkward question to ask.
I want to. What about you?
What are you talking about?
I am going to clown you.
What have I done?
Luke's got a name. He wants to call you. What's it? Luke, are you? Is it there? Not there. No. Dimebag Dave.
Dimebag Dave. Well, I don't mind that. Swear. Dimebag Daryl.
Hey, you for trying to put your headphones on early in the week and smacking yourself in the face. Have you got the sound effect?
Yeah, I do. This is. Oh. So they're spring-loaded headphones, and so they really sit on your ears tight. And so you whack them on, and sometimes if they slip, they hit you on the forehead.
Oh!
And it really, really hurts.
Hey, we're running out of time. I wanted to acknowledge American politics and kind of play my favourite bit of Trump audio. He's now gone. He won't be forgotten. Yes. So ends a reign of terror, 4 years of tumult, and the best bit of political activism I heard.
There it was, Clown of the Week. Another big week coming up on Malloy from Monday. Lawrence Mooney will be joining us. We've got Jim Jeffries from LA, Dave O'Neill, Dave Reynolds, and a lot more. Join us then. Malloy here on Triple M.